We're ready to read from Revelation chapter 5. Here and now we're going to read from verse 8. And it speaks about the Lamb. And here's the first reference to the Lamb in the book of the Revelation. And it says, "And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders there stood a Lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." As I've told you before, in our programs we have been speaking on new things. Because of the online radio ministry that we are now conducting and all the outreach that goes from that, I decided that I would take a series on new things in the Bible. And this is one very special one in a very special book, the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ, given to us through the Apostle John. And I'm speaking about the new song. Dr. A.T. Pearson was a well-known and renowned preacher and author and a great missionary statesman with a worldwide vision and a burden for the lost and for the propagation of missionary ministry. He was born in 1837 and died in 1911. He was born in New York. He was a Baptist pastor, a Christian leader, a missionary, and a writer. During his life, he preached over 13,000 sermons, he wrote over 50 books, and he became famous in Scotland and England and Korea. Actually, he was the successor to Charles Haddon Spurgeon in London in 1890 at 53 years of age. The works of A.T. Pearson are recorded in a 42-volume series, so he was quite a man. But he was also a hymn writer. And he wrote a hymn which I remember singing as a boy, and it's still precious to me today. "With harps and with vials there stands a great throng in the presence of Jesus, and sing this new song. Unto him who hath loved us and washed us from sin, unto him be the glory for ever. Amen." The hymn is based on the words that I've just read from Revelation chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. It was a vision that was granted, or a revelation that was granted to the Apostle John when he was exiled in the Isle of Patmos for his Christian faith and trust in Jesus Christ. The scene that he sees and sets for us has no earthly parallel. It's taken from God's perspective and from God's eternal heaven. It actually commences in chapter 4 and verse 1, and the vision unfolds from that point. There is one all-prevailing personality in the revelation that John gives to us. And in actual fact, if we take the entire book, this would also apply. And that personality is the Lamb. At least 28 times in the book of the Revelation, we read about the Lamb. When Abraham was going to Mount Moriah with his young son Isaac, and the record is there for us in the book of Genesis, and we read about the son, Isaac, saying to the father Abraham, "Behold the wood and the fire, but where is the lamb?" It was a long time before that question was ultimately answered, and the fulfillment of that question in that John the Baptist, when he was preaching one day, looked up the road beyond the crowds that he was preaching to, and he said, "Behold the Lamb. The Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." It is when we come to the book of the Revelation that John the Apostle gives us this title, this word, this message: "Worthy is the Lamb." And of course he is worthy. "Worthy, O Lamb of God, art thou that every knee to thee should bow. Who is the Lamb? Well, the Lamb is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one who at this moment in time and this moment in eternity is seated at God's right hand. But John sees him standing, because in chapter 5 and verse 6 we read these words, "There was a Lamb standing as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, speaking of power and wisdom, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne," of course, that being the Father. And here the Lord Jesus is taking up his title deeds and his title rights to all the universe, and that every knee and everything should bow in submission to him. And receiving the book from the hand of the Father, this sealed book, this scroll, he alone is worthy to unseal it. And he assumes the authority that is granted to him by the Father to bring about the consummation of all things. Indeed, all of this lies in the future of God's great plan for the universe. And at that moment, it's a signal for the assembled multitudes to sing the new song. And what kind of song is it? Well, I'm indebted to Dr. Warren Wiersbe. A lovely and wonderful commentary has been written by him, and I enjoy reading it. It's so devotional as well as inspirational and informative. And he uses these lovely titles, so I haven't made them up as my original. I am acknowledging his ministry and his gift for this. He says it's a worship song. And that's evident because it says, "Thou art worthy." And to worship someone means to ascribe worth to them. And the Bible says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them." Why? Because I am the Lord, thy God. God demands, commands, and deserves worship. And so does the Lamb, because the Lamb is indeed God the Son and the Son of God. There's a great hymn. It goes like this: "'Tis the church triumphant singing, worthy the Lamb." There is no one worthy as he is to do what he did. Because of who he is, because of what he did, because of where he is, and because of what he is going to do, in every count, he is worthy. I wonder today, do you worship him? Or do you have a God of your own making that you worship? Yourself, your money, your fame, whatever? My dear man or woman today, there is but one that is worthy of worship and adoration and honor, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal God, the Son who ever liveth to make intercession for us. It's also a gospel song because they sing, "You were slain, thou hast redeemed us by thy blood." And praise God today for the gospel song of redemption. A little earlier on, we had a lovely song, "Sing Me a Song of Heaven." But we only appreciate a song of heaven if we have come to realize the worth of the song of the redemption and the redeemed. And I'm glad today for a redemption song. "I am redeemed, but not with silver. I am bought, but not with gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus, precious price of love untold." The theme of redemption by blood is the only one that is valid and effective. Liberalists and modernists have no time for the blood theme. They don't preach it, they don't sing it, they don't pray about it, and bloodless religion is really lifeless religion. But for the shedding of blood, there is no remission. And all through the scriptures, there is the blood-red line of redemption. Never forget that. It's also a missionary song. This song is sung by people who are from every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And when we were commencing our program, I told you about Dr. A.T. Pearson, the man with the missionary vision, the man with the tremendous drive to get missionaries on the mission field. And the Holy Spirit is a missionary-minded spirit. And the more we identify with the Spirit of God, the more we become one with the Spirit of mission. The whole wide world for Jesus. This shall our watchword be. Catherine Johnston was the lady who wrote that great missionary hymn. The whole wide world, the whole wide world, proclaim the gospel tidings through the whole wide world. Lift up the cross of Jesus, his banner be unfurled, till every tongue confess him through the whole wide world. And praise God, it's also a devotional song, because we read that by the blood of Jesus, out of every kindred and tribe and tongue and people and nation, thou hast made us unto our God kings and priests. More accurately, it should be a kingdom of priests. And priests in Old Testament scripture were people who served the Lord by giving sacrifices, offering sacrifices. Now we don't offer lambs or rams or bulls or goats, but there is one offering, a completed offering, the sin offering of the Savior's life blood. He gave himself. But today we are called to offer up spiritual sacrifices, and he has made us a kingdom of priests unto our God, and we shall serve him forever and ever. Are you offering up sacrifices of praise and thanksgiving as a child of God today? You know, he has brought us into a kingdom of priests, and the Bible talks about the priesthood of believers. And thank God today, whilst we don't bring blood offerings, we are to bring offerings of praise and thanksgiving and worship to the Lord in devotion. Yes, my dear friends, adoration, redemption, evangelism, devotion, and it's also a prophetic song. We shall reign with him on the earth. Thank God there's coming a day when Jesus Christ will return in power and glory with all his ransomed hosts. The Bible makes it plain that he will set up his reign and establish his righteous kingdom on earth. And we are going to have a privilege of sharing in that glorious reign with all those who belong to the Lord. It's referred to as the millennium, although that word is never used in the Bible, but it speaks of the Lord's reign of 1,000 years on earth. And the promise is, we shall reign with him on earth. My friends, that's a song that I'm going to enjoy. That's a song I'm going to sing. That's a song I'm going to enjoy with multitudes of others from all round the world, down through all the ages. And that's the prospect that redeemed people have. How could we be sad? How could we be forlorn? How eagerly we ought to be pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. They sing a new song. Remember the song again? With harps and with viols there stands a great throng in the presence of Jesus, and sing this new song. Unto him who hath loved us and washed us from sin, unto him be the glory forever. Amen.